Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here on location at the 2020 East-West Shrine Bowl. And we're here with a young man, Chris Fink, here at the Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the East-West Shrine Bowl, and we're here with the standout receiver, Chris Fink. What's it like being down here, rubbing elbows with GMs and coaches and scouts that are in the National Football League?
It's a really good opportunity. Like you said, there's a lot of people here from the NFL. It's a great opportunity to just show what you can do on the field and talk to them in the hotel and let them get to know each person, get to know them as a person, and hopefully impress them.
Now, you're an athletic kid. I mean, did you play Pop Warner Pee Wee?
Yes, sir.
Were you that kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every Saturday?
When I first started, I was, and then people caught up to me speed-wise,
okay.
And I wasn't growing as much, so had a little halt there for a while. But
you were that kid at one time.
Yes, sir.
Nice. So I guess kind of take us through the high school career and kind of how you, I'm sure you played multiple positions, mm-hmm. different positions.
Yes, sir.
Kind of, became the guy that we're talking to today.
Yes, sir. I didn't have a lot of recruiting attention until my senior year of high school. Just my team didn't pass the ball a lot, and I played receiver. But as a senior, I put together some film at a receiver and punt returner and some defensive back, like you said, different positions, and caught the attention of some schools. Not enough to get a scholarship from anywhere, but I was offered the opportunity to walk on at Notre Dame, so I took that and kind of ran with it.
And it definitely did. So, I mean, playing at a school like that, I mean, what's it like walking on such an enormous atmosphere, mm-hmm. just an enormous jump? And then we'll get to you being here, what's it like as you, do you kind of walk on saying, we want it to happen, but you're like, yeah, I'm going to give it a shot. I don't know if it's going to work.
I always believed in my heart that I would make it happen.
Really?
Yes, sir. I had a teammate coming with me. He was on scholarship, and so I had competed against him in high school, and I knew that I could do against him. If they wanted him on scholarship, I figured, I got what it takes as well. So, it took a little while. There's some frustrations, but like I said, I have no regrets about it, and, happy how it turned out.
Definitely, and there's something about walk-ons. You guys just have that gritty, bird dog. You got a little bit shafted, if you will, coming out, but you kind of play with that chip on your shoulder.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
Have to.
Yeah, you have to. And like I said, we have, it kind of goes in stretches. I guarantee the next 3 kids I talk to will all be walk-ons.
Really?
Like, it always goes through that. Like, once it starts, it'll be like the next 4 kids I talk to. Be like, I walked on here, I walked on there, and you just always have that tenacity. It's just something in you guys. And I think that's why you guys achieve the success you do from that walk-on position. Once again, Chris Fink, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to listen to this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. So, I ask all the guys that come on the program, if you're in that film room with these guys, the evaluators, if you will, what are they going to love about you as a receiver? What pops off paper? They're going to be like, man, we got to have more of this kid.
I think that my quickness and my ability to catch the ball is something that I've used a lot. My team has relied on, especially on third downs, to move the chains. And not only that, I think I have the speed to push downfield vertically and make a big play if my team needs me to. So I think I bring a lot of things to the table. I can play on special teams. I'm just kind of willing to do anything.
Anything go unnoticed? Maybe the offense, the system you ran, where you maybe couldn't do something else, maybe run a different route that, maybe these scouts are asking about more. We just ask because maybe there's some things that benefit you that, we haven't seen yet that that you can do, just haven't been able to show.
I don't know if anything specifically would go unnoticed, but just being here a couple days, there's some new routes they've had us run and some things that I think are exciting that I haven't done before and I think are a good opportunity to improve my game and show what I can do.
Is it kind of weird just maybe, being lined up, looking back at the line and not seeing them Golden Dome helmets and just maybe seeing like a Missouri helmet or something?
Yeah, it's a little bit weird, but, next level, next phase of life, I guess. It's not going to be how it was before, so I've got to get used to it.
Yeah, now I'm sure you get this a ton. I'm sure it's got to be a Julian Edelman or Ryan Switzer or something. But, I mean, do you get comparisons? Family, friends say, hey, man, transfer, watch the game Monday night. We'll see this guy. This is you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, people make the comparison. Usually someone with the same skin color as me. But those players that they try to compare me to are really great, so it's an honor to be mentioned.
Is there one guy in particular?
A lot of people say Edelman, but, you know, he's a really great player. I love to watch his film, so if I can be anything like him, I'd be proud of myself.
Probably shows my age, but we had Edelman on. Charlie Fry, the quarterback at Akron, and Edelman worked out at the Kent Pro Day, and then he went, because it was the same day, then he went to the Akron Pro Day, caught passes there. And I remember we're sitting in the indoor facility there, and Charlie Fry said, that kid, because he's going to make it in the league. And he was so adamant about it. And, you know, lo and behold, comes Julian Edelman. So it's kind of neat just to see the transition. And so hopefully 10 years from now, I'm talking about this walk-on from Notre Dame, from Dayton, Ohio, that's making big plays in the National Football League. It'd be a good thing, right?
Yes, sir.
Nice. What's your favorite route to run? I mean, plays called and the ball's coming to you. I mean, what play do you want to make? What's your favorite route to do?
I don't know, there's a few things. I really like when I have some freedom within the route to break one way or the other and just kind of feel the defense out. That's always fun. You know, it's kind of hard to go wrong there. And then I mentioned earlier, I think I have the speed to get vertically downfield. So anytime that I have an opportunity to run, you know, a deep ball or a double move of some sort, big play, it's always exciting.
Are you chatty out there?
Not as much as I used to be.
Oh, okay. Well, so, but you used to be.
In high school a little bit.
Oh, really?
Not so much in college.
Oh, that's funny, man. I like it. So you quieted that down.
Yes, sir.
You think that'll come back at the next level, maybe? No?
Probably not, but we'll see.
I hope you become the biggest thing, and I just hope like there's a 30 for 30.
Oh, well, thanks so much for saying that.
I do, man. You want to see everybody succeed, you know. But again, I'm a small guy. I mean, you're like a giant compared to me. So.
Not quite.
Right? I'm just saying, you know what I mean. Even when I saw you out there, you know what I mean. I hope this kid makes it.
And thanks.
I mean, just because that one. You go through this process. I mean, are you done with school? Do you still have to go back? Are you off training?
I'm finished with school. Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Off training. Thank you. Yeah, I'm off training, getting ready for, doing all the pre-draft process, getting ready to go pro. Yes, sir.
Where are you training at?
Austin, Texas.
Are you at MJP? Or?
No, I'm with, it's a smaller gym. It's called Acceleration. It's with a guy named Matt Neal.
I know Matt Neal.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
He does a terrific job.
Great guy.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this. It's hard to,
okay.
How long you been down there?
I was there for the week before I came here.
All right, yeah, that's kind of when it starts. I'm gonna text you. I'm gonna text you in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I'd be like, are you looking in the mirror a little bit more? Because you start to see the definition. You're gonna shred body fat but add muscle and
yes,
the whole.
Sir.
I mean, it's a cool process.
Yes, sir.
Well, we don't want to keep you because these scouts want to talk to you, but we appreciate you stopping by. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun.
Okay.
And, we call it three and out. That cool?
Yes, sir.
All right. It's always better with the big programs because people just identify with it. Take us inside that Irish locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname?
Most bizarre nickname. Honestly, mine's pretty weird.
Okay.
The Slippery Fox. I got it in high school.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a pretty weird one, but I made it like my Twitter name, so it kind of stuck.
Okay.
Yeah, just because off the top of my head, I couldn't think of everybody else's nicknames. There's probably some weird ones in the locker room. But
everybody out there, you can follow Slippery Fox.
Oh, you know what? We got a guy, walk-on long snapper. His name's Mike Vincent, but they call him Milk. Like, people only know him as Milk.
Milk.
That's a weird one. The specialists, they consider themselves Cheese, and when he was a freshman, they said he had not yet become Cheese, so they called him Milk. That's the one, yep.
So you're not going to get that insight for Irish football anywhere else except here on the C2P. I'll put this one for you. And it's like I said, when you have a big-time program, people identify it. I'm Coach Kelly. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
Last year, we had a guy who did one, Nick Wisher, who's graduated, and we actually made a video of a bunch of people doing impressions of the coaches. So and played it at like our end of season awards banquet. So Coach Kelly saw it, and you know, he thought it was funny, but
okay. It
was a good one.
Right. Is he a pretty fun guy like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you don't. I mean, you're in the locker room. You know what goes on. And then the final question, Chris, and I think this is the question you guys like to answer the most.
Okay.
I mean, I could ask you what you do well. Not you in general, but there's all the guys that come on the show. I mean, female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Michelle Obama.
Nice. You're quick off the rough with that one, too.
Thank you.
Nice. I like it. I like it. We've had Michelle on. Well, Michelle's been, she's been taking a lunch before on the show.
Really?
Yeah, she has. We probably do 300 shows a year, and we've been doing them forever. So, I mean, it's, you know, but we get Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always joke with Oprah because the money Oprah or just Oprah the success of a woman, you know, Oprah. So, but we get I want to say Miss Obama, but yeah, Michelle Obama. We get Michelle on as well. Chris, hey man, appreciate you coming on, and like I said, loved what you were doing. And, you know, we're easy to identify because you're a guy that we could see every Saturday.
Well, thank you very much.
Once again, that is Chris Fink here on the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by.
Calls the Pro NFL Draft exclusive.